This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That man right there next to Wade, one of the greatest people you will ever meet. He's one of the greatest coaches of all time in basketball in general. And he's changed my life. He's changed each and every one of our lives. And I'm so thankful for him. Coach Buzz, you mean everything to me. I love you. No matter what, I know you're going to be one call away, one text away. And no matter what anybody says, he's one of the greatest. And y'all can't change that. And nobody will change that or take that from him. Thank you.
That is Manny Obaseki, who was a Texas A&M basketball player, talking about his coach at the time, Buzz Williams. And we bring that out to light now. This is, I think, after they got eliminated in the NCAA tournament. We bring that quote to light because Buzz Williams is now the new head coach at the University of Maryland. Sources tell Inside Access that he's already spoken to what's left of the team. He is going to be announced in short order as the next head coach at the University of Maryland. And for all the ugliness that has gone on as far as Kevin Willard, etc., I do have to give a hat tip to Maryland for getting this done and getting it done quickly. But now we ask, what do we think of Buzz?
Well, I mean, look, there are a lot of people who are heavily invested in this program financially, emotionally, mentally, otherwise, who are looking at this as another real litmus test on the powers that be at College Park, the boosters and the different factions within them, an athletic department that's been ripe with backbiting and infighting for years. Now, some of that you could tell me is endemic to the modern state of college athletics, with football and basketball inherently being pulled in different directions and the way you have to split things up. And I'll acknowledge that, yes, the climate is very different. You don't see two coaches quitting on the same top-tier basketball program twice in 3 years anywhere else. So that there are some of this is endemic to Maryland. And there's, will they meet this moment? Can they meet this moment? And frankly, meeting the moment isn't just getting an accomplished coach with a real resume in here. It's then pairing him with an AD who's going to keep the backbiting and the infighting to a minimum. It's everybody rowing in the same direction over there. And if I think it's a problem, I would implore you to go listen to what Scott Van Pelt had to say about the infighting and the dysfunction and the toxicity that has been festering for years over there in College Park. And I think getting Damon Evans out of the equation and Willard out of the equation is a natural reboot. I would also urge them, get the interim people out of there too. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a lot of stink on a lot of people over there right now. And if you really want to make this a fresh start, then you need to have a full reboot. Like, I don't know nothing about nothing, but whoever Kevin Willard was politicking, you tell that guy, he better have a job for you in Villanova, because we ain't having that here anymore.
Brian Ullman?
Yeah. We ain't having that. He won't speak this person's name, but he'll pump this guy up to get a job. We're done with that. Right? That left with Willard. That left with Damon. It sounds like Buzz is a no-nonsense guy. We all were fine with the Buzz hire. He actually has a more accomplished resume right now than Willard did when he got here. He also has an infinitely more difficult chore than Kevin Willard, because there isn't a Derek Queen hanging out at St. Francis looking to stay locally. Juju finally ran out of eligibility, and everybody else is in the portal. So year one is going to be difficult. I'm more interested in, honestly, not how they hit the portal, but who is this AD? How tied to Buzz is this AD? And is Maryland men's basketball cumulatively, the entity, everyone who goes into that, from Under Armour to Plank to Van Pelt to the people who have their names on the athletic buildings to Buzz to the new AD, can they all please get on the same page and pull in the same direction?
Yeah, I'm with you on all of that. And this is a piece of the puzzle. It's a big piece of the puzzle. And I think we're all for this hire of Buzz Williams. But like you said, Jason, you're already behind the eight ball. The portal's been open for over a week now. But it's about getting everyone on the same page in terms of this new AD is going to be massive. And trying to pick the lane of, we're not going to win a Big Ten championship, much less a national championship in football, where you can win a Big Ten championship in basketball. You can compete for a national championship in basketball. The rev split has to reflect that.
It has to be a trickle-down economics, which I don't believe in the real world. But here, I think you have to go to Locks and say, man, here's the deal. If we build this basketball thing up into the monster we think it can be, then your cut of the pie is going to be bigger because the pie is going to grow exponentially bigger than it is right now. And if we get this thing cooking to where we don't have to worry about, is it a 6 o'clock start or an 8 o'clock start? Because there's 20,000 people in the building no matter what. Mm-hmm. Then guess what? That's going to be good news for you too. But we can't put the cart before the horse. And they're the horse that's driving this thing, and we need to turn that horse into a thoroughbred.
Just to remind you about Buzz Williams. Buzz Williams at Marquette went to two Sweet 16s and an Elite Eight. At Virginia Tech, he went to the NCAA tournament three times and got to a Sweet 16. And at Texas A&M, he had been to the last three NCAA tournaments.
Look, and there's people saying, well, he's got, you know, stars in his eyes, and he's looking to the skies, and he's got wanderlust, and he never stays anywhere 6 or 7 years. Sign me up for 6 or 7 years right now.
Yeah, what will it give you, three?
If that's the biggest concern, right, is he might only be here 7 years, and he's going to go to 4 or 5 tournament, hopefully maybe a 6 or 7 tournament. Well, look, I don't know about next year, whatever. He's going to the tournament pretty much all the time, and there's a couple of Sweet 16 sprinkled in there. I would take that right now and run with it, and that gives you 6 years to see where the Simpkins of the world and the Tony Skins of the world and
yes,
the Maryland men of the world, where they are in their coaching career. But 6 years in Maryland basketball, men's basketball, it'd be dog years. It'd be like 42 years. I'll take it.
Well, it goes back to what you were saying at the start, Jason. The bar is so low. Just don't quit on this team. Don't make it 3 for 3 with these coaches hired.
I did put up a poll. Go to IA1057 The Fan for said poll. All polls go to IA1057 The Fan. Bun, did you find it?
Yes. And this poll, every poll of the day, sponsored by Tee Time Golf Pass. Check out teetimegolfpass.com for exclusive Tee Time deals. It seems that Buzz Williams is the next basketball coach at Maryland. Terps fans, what do you think? Just got put up. IA1057 The Fan is how you can vote on it. Love it. Out to an early lead at 75%. 25% hate it. 0.
There you go. Go to IA1057. I love it. This was the guy that now, granted, if I had my druthers, I'd want Chris Beard, but I didn't think that was going to be realistic. So if you can't get Chris Beard, I wanted Buzz Williams.
This is this is as good as it was going to get. I'm sorry. Like, is it the most adventurous thing in the world? No. We talked about Bill Murray's kid. We talked about finding a mid-major guy. We've talked about going to Europe, right? And there's is it Sharunas? Who's coaching over there?
Yesikavicius.
Yeah, Sharunas Yesikavicius is coaching over there. And you know, do you want to go that route and build a pipeline to Europe? And I'm not saying that this is the most inspired, creative thing in the world, but I'm also saying time was of the essence. And this program is already way behind the eight ball because of the way that Willard went out of his way to poop on them on the way out. And so Buzz has the acumen and the experience to try to put Humpty Dumpty together quickly. He's well-connected. Kids want to play for him. Kids know who he is. I don't know what assistance he's going to keep. I don't know who's going to be helping him with recruiting. But he understands the portal. He's an experienced coach. This is not new to him. He can walk and chew gum at the same time. So I think it was, all things considered, to get him this quickly, I'm calling that a major win.
Ben, what do you think? You're our Terps guy. What do you think of this?
I'm good with it. I think given the state that athletic department is in right now, this is a very safe hire. And I don't think they're going to be a joke with him as the head coach. I think he's going to get some guys in the portal. I hope at his introductory press conference he doesn't say Juan Dixon's name wrong.
Yeah.
Because that's always a good job, good thing to do. I wonder what Nova guy he'll butcher his name. But I think Williams is going to be a good hire. I guess 6-year deal. I think he'll be here 6 years, and we'll see you after that. But again, they needed something set. There was too many risky guys that were getting tossed out there for it. I don't think Buzz is a risk.
We have a huge Tuesday show, which got a lot bigger with this news that broke in the last hour. If you're just tuning in, Buzz Williams will be the next head coach at the University of Maryland. That should be announced officially in short order.
Just got announced.
Actually, yes, Maryland basketball officially has announced it. So, yeah, they have just tweeted
out. Is there anything in there about assistance?
Let's see. I'm going to go to the release right now before we get to the rundown. Maryland Athletics, doesn't look like it's just about Buzz so far. So he will get to his staff and what's going on there, but no, it's just him and his resume. A resume that, as we pointed out earlier, much better than Kevin Willard's, who just left. But we have a huge show. A lot of baseball getting talked today as the Orioles had their home opener. They won yesterday. Our own Mike Bordick, Oriole Hall of Famer, part of our Baltimore Baseball Tonight coverage, is going to join us at 3. Scott Braun, Foul Territory, is the podcast. We'll talk Orioles and Major League Baseball with him at 3:30. John Talty wrote an interesting piece about Maryland in the wake of Willard leaving for CBS Sports. He joins us at 5. I'm curious to get his thoughts on this hire.
Yeah, great piece. Well-reported. Talked to numerous Maryland boosters. He's got a unique perspective on this entire situation. We will digest what was and wasn't voted on at the league meetings in the NFL today, and we will hear more from Harbs, as obviously the Ravens still have a lot on their agenda this offseason, mostly contractual. We've got a lot of O's to talk about. How do they sort of replace Kowser here in the short term? What do we think of their first spin through the rotation? We'll discuss that with Bordy and Scotty Braun. Big show. Hey, man. Baltimore sports, it doesn't sleep these days.
No, it does not. And a show that we thought was going to be pretty huge got bigger in the last hour. So we will, as soon as we get more information on Buzz Williams' staff, et cetera, we will get it to you. But coming up next, we get to the Orioles. And they have now made their first trip through their pitching rotation. What do we think of Orioles pitching so far? We're going to tell you next here on The Fan.